So this morning, I want to talk to you about a few areas. First of all, so this is like In Him Part 2. We started last week in Ephesians. And this week, we want to be a little bit more practical with Connect Groups. And Andrew's done a great job in sharing on that. And so there's three main themes. And because we've talked about Connect Groups, I thought we'd start there. And in fact, we're starting too, aren't we? My group's starting this Wednesday night at a professional group at the Latigan's house in North Fremantle. So there you go. There's me as well. Forgot all about myself. So there's another connect group. That's exciting too. Looking forward to that. Thanks for opening your home. All right. So three areas: discipleship, New Day, and In Him. And so this morning, let's just talk a little bit about discipleship first. I haven't got my clicker. Oh, there it is. It's already there. Thanks, guys. And there are two fountainheads in church life. One is our services. Serve Him this year through one or more areas. I'm convinced that, in a few weeks' time, we're going to actually have all our church do a serving form, which will include Wellard service, which is 5 p.m. on the 3rd of April. And more about that as we go on. But service, being a part of our church, is not just about attendance, it's about being in Him, right? So that requires us to come follow, and He will make you fishers of men. Following will build character into your life. And so I want for us this year to be people that have character in our life because we're prepared to follow. And so Connect Groups, we want to remain in Him this year. We need to be consistent in both our services and Connect Groups. Turn to your neighbour and say, be consistent in church and in Connect Group. So this is going to apply for Wellard Campus as well as Fremantle Campus this year. There are basically two non-negotiables for every Christian person who means business we've got. It's a lifestyle. So decide now whether He's going to be preeminent in your life. I go to Connect Group. Say it with me. I go to Connect Group. And some of you may be wondering why I've brought back the term Connect Group after last year we went to Life Groups. And there's one word. C3 Church calls their groups Connect Groups. And so it's really just a unity thing. But I really, really do like that our Connect Groups, clicker's not working, maybe you could run that through for me, this acronym. So Connect Groups are about life. They help the life. As we heard from some of the groups today, there's something exciting about getting together in a smaller group that's life-filled. And so let's go to that acronym, the next slide. So all Connect Groups should have L, lead, I, interact, F for fun, E for experience. So a definition of lead is to go before or with to show the way. Life groups are all about being led well. The leader does lead, but then it's leading with others. We help one another, which is the beauty of a Connect Group. We lead one another in every Connect Group setting. And of course, we are led by Him through Bible and our prayer together. Secondly, we interact. The definition of interact is to act in such a way as to have an effect on each other. This is one of the most rewarding aspects of Connect Group. And when we share our stories and experiences with one another, bonding occurs. And this year, it is an important part of interacting as we share from our Bible readings and the Word on Sundays. I've asked the Connect Group leaders for the first term, so thanks, was it Perry? for just to, sharing what you shared. So the first term, what we're sharing last week, this week, and the following week in Him is going to apply to our every Connect group across whichever Connect group it is. Thirdly, we want to have fun. Who enjoys having fun? And so a definition of fun is enjoyment, amusement, and light-hearted pleasure. Don't get too serious about yourself. You know, and I think Connect groups are great for that. They help you just realize, hey, it's okay. We lighten up. It's going to be okay. We can get through this together. And so I love Connect groups because it does help you to check your attitude, laugh at yourself, and have a good time. And lastly, E is for experience. Definition of experience, an event or occurrence which leaves an impression on someone. The greatest impression will be those in Him moments, the experience of Jesus in our lives through our Connect groups. When we pray for someone and that prayer gets answered, and the whole group gets to experience the presence and power of God. And so, in Acts 5:42, it says, "And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as Christ." So, firstly, discipleship happens through Connect groups. How does discipleship happen? Through Connect groups. Secondly, new day. Turn to your neighbor and say, "This year is a new day." Andrea mentioned at our pastor's meeting that we had for C3WA this week that there is a sense on her and across the world everywhere we've been, and I think she even mentioned it, Andrea mentioned, Wayne mentioned it last week, that there is a sense of acceleration on the things that God wants to do. Who knows, the world's in an interesting place right now. And so it's a great time for the gospel of Jesus Christ to accelerate. And so I love this scripture. And it comes from Isaiah 43, verse 19. "For I'm about to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness for my people to come home. I will create rivers for them in the desert." Anyone else excited about that scripture? Just Andrea? It is a great scripture. Thank you, Claire, for finding that earlier this year. It's such a meaningful scripture. And my plan is to use some of these key verses and key phrases right through this year. And one of the new things that we're doing this year, and I'd encourage every one of us and all your friends and family on the 20th of March, that's why I've done it, or we've done it as a staff this year, on the 20th of March, so we can remember. The 20th of March is our 20th celebration. That's easy to remember, right? 20th of March is what? Our 20th celebration. And so we've invited our dignitaries, we've invited MPs, we've invited the old mayor of Fremantle who helped us get this facility, some of our pastor friends. It's a new day for C3 Fremantle and C3 Wellart. So we're going to have such a celebration that morning. Another new thing that's happening this year, our Wellard launch is April 3, 5 p.m. That means that we can have a service here, and also we can have a service in the south where many of you now live. And so that's going to be something exciting. And so I encourage us, I believe it's the year for new things to start. You can do a new thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're getting older all the time. You know, I've had some sporting injuries over the years. And now, as I'm getting older, the thing that works best is to actually stretch. And so I never used to stretch because I was young enough to get away with it. But now I need to stretch. Stretching makes you flexible. Stretching makes you more agile. And so there are new things. It's great hearing about GEM, the after-school program. It's another new initiative that's starting, which is tomorrow night, 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, an after-school program for our kids, kids from the community particularly, and it stands for Jesus and Me. How cool is that? So that's a new thing. There's other new things happening. And so here's an idea. If you've never been to Connect Group, do a new thing and get into a Connect Group. Or a Connect Group leaders who would like some more people in their group. Come on, that should be all of us. So if you've never been in a Connect Group, launch out into that new thing. And so there's something for all of us to stay agile and stretchy and, you know, able to just, you know, life throws things at you. If you're all alone, it's more difficult to handle those things. We need one another. And so this verse, Isaiah, in something new's already begun, open up the seas, that kind of thing. There's more in it. And this verse is also speaking about God opening up the wilderness of the whole world. So it's not just about the Red Sea. It's a prophetic utterance that the people he died for, are going to come home. Oh, I was excited about that. His people are going to come home. What does that mean? That means they're going to get their life in him, in the Lord Jesus, in his house, finding their way home. His people move into new areas, new ideas, new activities in him. He brings them to the well of salvation. And so waters and rivers refer to the power of the Holy Spirit moving amongst his people, bringing forth new life. It was Jesus who said, "If you are thirsty, come to me. If you believe in me, come drink." For the scriptures declare that rivers of living water will flow out from within. And so we can sit and be comfortable, or we can try something new because we're in him. And so I'd encourage us this year, be involved in the new thing. When Wellard starts, say, yeah, you know what? I can do something for that startup campus. And so that's all happening in a few weeks' time. We're going to have the forms ready to see what you are able to do there as well. And so in him, I really believe that we're unable to be comfortable. It's through our sacrifice that God can bring heaven to earth. Who's glad that Jesus died on the cross for them? Who's glad it wasn't you on the cross? And so it's through our sacrifice that God can bring heaven to earth. I will make a pathway through the wilderness for my people to come home. It's his design for us to provide rivers in the desert so the sea of lost humanity can come home. If we don't go, what's here will remain frio, and yet there's something that can be transferred, and the life of God that we have here can go down to Wellard campus, and before you know it, there's a river down there of lots of new people are coming home. Is that worth being involved in, at least for the first 3 months? And so that's happening in a few weeks' time. We're going to have the things for you to... we're going to look for about a fortnightly night commitment, once a fortnight, which would really help us just and help Jonathan and Sheila with the startup of this vision. So who, just as an indication, who here lives in that south area? Just give us a wave. Give us a wave. Nice and high so I can see you. There's about probably a sixth of the church here that's already in the Wellard area. And so that's going to be an exciting thing. So turn to your neighbour and say stretch. It'll keep you agile. Now, one other thing. The Bible never says it's going to be quick, that growth's going to happen immediately. It says, actually, in another translation on this Isaiah 43, that a seed will spring forth. It's certain gradual growth. Certain gradual growth. Then if God does do something, well, we can just rest back and go, you know what? It's certain gradual growth. Why is that important? Because it's great to get a good foundation. Can we pray that we'll have certain gradual growth for both our campus here in Fremantle and our campus in Weller? Can we believe together in our prayer meetings on Tuesday nights? Can we actually discipline our lives so that God has priority, that we will be in Him this year? Thirdly, so let me finish strong here this morning, just sharing some of the visions, some of the things that are happening. So in Him, screen's gone off, so I don't know if we still got, oh, you beautiful, thanks. There's a scripture, for it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell. It's Colossians 1, 19. It is in Him, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one the Father is well pleased with, who spoke from heaven after John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And the Father actually spoke in an audible voice, I am well pleased with Him. He's accepted and He's loved. The Father, or all that encompasses God, gave the whole authority and the whole of everything that makes up God, and it's in Him. It's in Christ. So everything we have and everything we do and everything that we are, it's because of Christ. So in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the Bible says. The true fullness dwells in Christ alone. And so there's a very important principle in the Bible. And we are living in an age where people believe or accept that there can be many ways to God. We are living in an age where God is portrayed and spoken of in terrorist attacks around our world. I heard on the news not that long ago, about a month ago, where before the bomb went off, the terrorist actually cried out, "Great is God." We are living in an age where animals often appear to have as much right as humans, and sometimes it even appears like they have more. Colossians 1:15 says that He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over creation. Christ takes precedence over every creature. Christ takes precedence over man, woman, dog, cow, sheep, fish. All things were created through Him and for Him. So this year, we need to ensure that we align ourselves with the principles and the Word of God, that we are first and foremost in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are in Him, that we know who our God is. And we can only know our God because we are reading our Word. We're going to talk about that more next week. We can only know our God because we're in relationship with others. Who knows that a solo relationship with God is not the best way to live the Christian life? Jesus Christ is head over the church. And so together, we're going to be far more powerful, far more influential, far more prosperous, far more effective, and souls will come into the kingdom of God because first and foremost, we know who our God is. We know that Jesus is Lord. We know that He's over all things. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Colossians 1:18, same chapter. Connect group leaders, it's a great chapter. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. He has the power to govern the church, and he has the power to govern the universe. And what he has done for the church gives him the power to reside over it. There is nothing of more importance to our Lord Jesus Christ than his church. If he resides over his church, over his universe, over all creation, it means quite simply, he is the boss man. Now, I know some of you call me the boss man, affectionately. I am not the boss man. I may be the boss man and boss lady is here with me. But the truth is, he deserves the title of boss man. Or boss woman, you know, doesn't matter. He's boss of our lives. He's boss. Your children aren't the boss. Parents, your children aren't the boss. I'm touching a few nerves this morning. You see, the word preeminent means leading, foremost, best, finest, chief, outstanding, excellent, distinguished, prominent, important, major, star, top tier, topmost, famous, renowned, celebrated, illustrious, towering, exceptional, unrivaled, unsurpassed, unequaled, inimitable, which means impossible to copy. He is so good. Incomparable, matchless, predominant, supreme. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning. He's preeminent. He's preeminent. And so the church in Colossae, Colossians 1, we're being warned and instructed by the Apostle Paul that not angels. Who knows that human nature seems to repeat itself? That not angels, nor demons, nor idols, no man, no prophet, no animal, no star in the sky or in Hollywood or rock star, no president, no dictator, no religion has preeminence. Christ is the fullness of all things. Christ is the fullness of all things. And people think that more is better. But actually what the Bible teaches is that less is best. People say they are busy all the time, and it's become like the flavor of the Western world. What Colossians is speaking about is that we allow ample time in our lives for the one who is preeminent. And so we must create boundaries in our life to keep ourselves in him. Turn to your neighbor and say, prevention is better than cure. See, boundaries help you and I becoming vulnerable to the enemy. There's some things we need to switch off that we are watching. There's some things that we start to read and go, I can't read that. I had a book recently and I had to actually not read it. I didn't realize. Who knows that if I continue to read that, that then becomes something that plays on my mind. There's some activities that we should not partake in. You take the pressure off yourself by removing yourself so that your morals and your mind are in a safe place. See, constraint will increase creativity in your life, not restrict you, because your focus will be clear. So I'm going to give you the most clearest and most succinct boundary for your life. And I know that this year you will want to strive for his preeminence in your life. That in him, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells. So you'll want to do those things that produce the most life in him this year. Are you ready for it? The most succinct boundary for your life. Here it is. If anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. I'm not hearing many amens. If anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. If anything competes with the house of God. If anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. I said, if anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. I said, if anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. I said, if anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. He is way above. He is risen. He rules. He is the Lord God Almighty. So, we're being serious this year about in him. Anything. If anything competes with the house of God, it comes second. Anything means no matter what. No matter what. We have some main things in our church life that are constant. They help us remain in him. They are all principles of his word. Worship, no matter what. Does any of the music team agree with me this morning? Worship, no matter what. We come to church ready to. We are driving our car and we're prepared to actually turn some things off because we want to worship him. Come, let us bow down. Let us sing to the Lord. You can look at most Psalms. And so, first of all, let's worship no matter what. It's a lifestyle, right? I'm not just talking about singing here either. The word of God, no matter what. Listen to the preaching. Connect group leaders, you've got no choice. Read your Bible. Like I said, more on that next week. Prayer. Pray, no matter what. 7 o'clock Tuesdays. Let's pray together, no matter what. Because in him, we can do far greater. And there's something about where two or three or more gather together. So let's do that. And my daughter Sarah said it so well this morning. Tithing, no matter what. His house first. He's over all things. Your finances aren't going to get any better if you don't tithe. They're going to probably get worse. He's over all things. You need help. If you're struggling right now, start committing to the tithe and watch what God can do for you. He's over all things. Start there. Don't start with offerings because you feel like that's better. No, start with committing to the house of God. Start with the ministry of his house. Because he's towering above. He's over. Our story, our future, for those of us who are already tithing, no matter what, because we want to see the house of God extend and expand. We are grateful that we have our own facility here in Fremantle. It's a light to this otherwise dark area that we are living in, no matter what. Leap into spring, no matter what. Who's glad we've got a multicultural church and we're affecting the nations? No matter what, we give to Leap into Spring. We're involved in it. Connect group, no matter what. Turn to your neighbor and say, connect group, no matter what. Sharing his good news. Sharing his good news. This is so important for all of our faith. Share good news with one another, no matter what. It's a great commission, isn't it? See, you will gain ground in your spiritual life because you are making good decisions through being in him. Our church is 20 years old. My kids have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Jared was 8 months old when we started Port Community Church. That's 1,040 weeks in the house of God. There's some decisions as parents that we need to take because we lead them. One of the best decisions you can make as a parent is to not allow your children to tell you what to do, but to actually lead them and say, this is what we are doing. Who brings up your kids? If you don't take authority, then the world's going to have your kids. The Bible says, bring up your kids in the ways of the Lord and they will not depart from it. So if you've got a young person here, they need to be at youth. Come on. Because they need to be in him. They'll complain and might drag their feet. They might do all. But who's leading who here? What's more important? We're in him. Don't let your kids lead you. That's actually a spirit of this world that is actually foreign to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Are you getting the message this morning? We've got to be in him. He is preeminent. Start to speak out some of those words that mean preeminent. He is over. He's the superstar. Whatever it is for you. Come on, start to speak it out. Speak it out. Let me hear your voice, please. Shake off the shackles. Thank you, God. You're amazing. You're majestic. You're number one. You're my superstar. Thank you, God. Father, today I pray that we will commit to your ways. And there are certain decisions and certain things that we then, and they're actually disciplines. And I pray that as you have asked us to discipline our lives according to your word, that as we discipline our life, that we will have the kind of life that, Lord, is a blessing to you first and foremost. We want to bring glory to your name. And Lord, we know that when we bring glory to your name, contentment comes to our lives. And yeah, you bless us. But really, that's a secondary thing that comes as a result of just leading a godly life. And so we thank you, Lord, that we are on this earth to worship and glorify your name. Help us to do that in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. We've got a little clip. I know we've run over time today, but that's okay. That happens every now and again. We're just going to have a little clip for you as you leave. God bless you.